This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. Employees of Chinese companies producing Apple products such as the iPad and iPhone are forced to work under dangerous, almost slave-like conditions for very low pay. International attention has focused on the largest Apple product producer, Foxconn. But a survey by the respected NGO China Labor Watch shows that conditions in other companies producing Apple products are even worse. I talked to Li Jiang. Mr. Li is the director of China Labor Watch. I asked him about Apple's suppliers in China. We spoke through an interpreter.
Our investigation just found that serious work-related injuries and worker suicides are not just isolated to just Foxconn, but exist throughout Apple's supply chain. The problems existing in Apple's other supplier factories are much more serious than Foxconn. What I found is more than what Apple's audition report is talking about, and including excessive overtime and intensive work. According to Apple, 95% of their supply factories meet the requirement, but based on our investigation, the majority of supply factories in China fail to meet this requirement.
The report by China Labor Watch found major problems such as excessive forced overtime. What were some of the other major problems faced by the workers?
What we found that the following problems are common in many of the factories. Excessive overtime. The average overtime in most of the factories was between 100 hours and 130 hours per month, and between 150 and 180 hours per month during the peak production season. And workers are exposed to a variety of dangerous working conditions. They usually work in a work area which is poorly ventilated, and the air there is dense with metal dust. And what we think is that Apple needs to take the problem into account. If Apple is responsible for the existing problems in its supplier's factory instead of shirking its responsibility.
China Labor Watch is based in New York but has extensive operations inside China. You can find the full report prepared by China Labor Watch about Apple at www.chinalaborwatch.org.